Jesse Bruning says, honestly, I'd like to hear a redux on the whole game, meta, health, trajectory, etc. That's like a whole other show, but we can try. With the player base being seemingly, in parentheses, just a few pockets of diehards, what is it about this game that should be attracting new players, question mark, other than the love for the Star Wars universe? How has this game continued to stand out among all of FFG's LCGs? I feel like this game has really missed its opportunity to capitalize on some of the Star Wars fan base and has quickly been overshadowed by Destiny. I said it. Destiny or Netrunner for competitive card players. It seems like there's just so many players out there who would love to play this game, or have dropped it reluctantly, but just can't justify the time for when it compared to all the other alternatives. Give them that one thing that this game does better than everything else. And then Garrett goes on to talk about positive spin to get Destiny players to play. And then obviously Jesse did not. I mean, I didn't see that as negative at all. So it's just you do have out there people that are negative about either one. So for one, elephant in the room, man, I've been playing a ton of Destiny. So I haven't really even looked at LCG in a while. Just because, and I will say this from being an LCG player, I mean, that's my baby. I mean, we've been playing that for what, Dave? 4 or 5 years?
It'll be, I keep forgetting. What year did you come back from?
2012. So January or December, January of 2013.
Yeah, so it'll be 4 years next month.
I think it's when it came out.
4 years in a couple of weeks.
So.
Four years.
I love the LCG game, okay? So. I want to say that in no way, shape, or form am I dropping that, or even X-Wing. We still have the Combat Guild. Mm-hmm. We have Stay on Target. Yes, we haven't really recorded because it's hard, because all of us have families and stuff, and it's hard to do some of this, especially when it's on our own time, but we love it. But the Jedi Trials is the new Destiny podcast, so we've been getting that ramped up and going. So yeah, we haven't had a chance to do a lot of other things. We've been focusing on that. It's an amazing game, Destiny is. Go out there and play it. Going from LCG to Destiny is almost like a just... At least, you feel relieved, because LCG, there is just... I mean, you are... And I explained it almost like this. You walk up to an LCG game, like anybody, walk up to an LCG game. They can stand there for a good 4 or 5 minutes and go, what's happening? Like, you could... I mean, you're just sitting there staring at your cards most of the time, thinking or something, right? Whereas Destiny, it is boom, boom, back and forth. I mean, you're going and you're rolling, and it can seem more exciting. But my thing is that, like, my wife or something would be sitting there watching, and I'm telling her, Kate, like, my wife's name's Katie. Katie, you have no idea how intense this is right now. There's nothing more intense than the edge battle, period. I mean, that edge battle, man, the stress, the sheer stress that LCG had, and it's a good stress. It's a competitive stress. There are two separate games. They're completely two separate feelings you get when you play them, I feel like. Even down to the deck building. So I feel, I don't know if I can do it that well, but he wants to know, give him that one thing that this game does better than everything else. Well, first of all, it's got Star Wars in it. That's awesome. It's got Star Wars in it, and it combines... This is kind of what I told people. So I used to work for a brief stint, I worked at a comic shop, right? People would come in and say, they'd see this LCG game and they'd go, what is this? Is this like the old Decipher game? And I'd say, no, look, what this is, and this is kind of what I told you, Dave, when I got you into it, which is like, look, it's poker, chess, and Star Wars all mixed into one. In the sense of its strategy, you have to see 2 or 3 turns ahead. Poker, whereas you're drawing cards and you're trying to make the best decisions, and you're looking at the other guy like, what is he thinking? What is he doing? And it's got Star Wars in it. And then from there, you get into it, and as you learn, there is a lot of stuff, and it is a lot. I mean, it is a lot to take on because there are a lot of cards in the card pool, but there's nothing like the stress. I mean, I would say the edge battle is just... Is the one thing that I think this game you can't beat in any other game. The sheer stress of what to lay down, what to choose. I mean, it all revolves around that almost, because every card, I mean, revolves what I'm going to use later on to attack and what right. I'm going to drop in the edge battle. But it may seem like it's dying just because of the dwindling. But I mean, this Destiny game, it's the new hotness, okay? It's gonna die down. When I mean die down, I don't mean like get worse or anything. I just mean like, look, everybody's playing it. Everyone wants to get a feel for it. The first world is coming up in May. That's the new thing. So it'll start to level out. The next cycle will come out. I mean, these LCG's still flying off the shelves. It's just not competitive. It's a lot of casual players. So it's not going to change it's not going to change them at all. I mean, they're going to keep playing. But in the competitive world, I guess it is changing. So I don't know if that answers the question. Dave, do you want to give it a shot of kind of, I mean, the whole game, meta health trajectory, and then give them one thing that this game does better than everything else?
Well, I LCG, again, it is, it's, I have a warm place in my heart for the LCG just because mm-hmm. It was my first card game. I never played Magic. I never played Pokemon. Yeah, I never played any of that. Played a lot of poker.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Played a lot of chess. Still do. And I just, I gravitated, and mainly because I was a Star Wars fan, but because of, yes, how strategic, how expansive the strategy, you know, the thoughtness that goes into it. It's so hard. I think it's a hard game to play. I do. I think it's hard to play. And I think, for one, I think that turned some people away.
Because they're still stuck on the Magic sense of things, which I don't mean stuck as in a negative way. I mean, like,
no, totally.
Like they're used to a different way. I mean, especially deck building, it's very hard to grasp around. It's easy for you because this is all you've ever known. It's actually hard for you to go the other route.
Yeah. Because what I noticed about, and I'll just do the comparison, what I noticed about Destiny is you're not waiting. You do something, then I do something.
Right.
LCG, you got to be a little more patient until it's your turn.
Right, and you have to, things change throughout an opponent's turn.
Correct.
I sit and switch different cards in my hand, like, I'm not playing that anymore, or I don't need that, or this became more relevant.
No, because I can still play actions, fine. I can play events while you're going.
Sure.
But I'm not attacking. I'm not, you know, I can, obviously I'm defending. Mm. But, you know, it's like you're waiting for someone to do their thing. And then now it's my thing. And then now, so
right.
to me, it tends to be a long game, mm-hmm. right? I mean, as you can see from the tournament rules that came out from Destiny, if you're looking at them at all, but like,
yeah,
the games are shorter, you know, LCG is longer.
A little longer.
So I can't say. I know I'm not doing a good sales pitch here.
It's hard. It's hard. I wish I had more time to think about it.
But my sales pitch to me would be that, for me, honestly, when like the way you sold it to me is like what you just said. Mm-hmm. I like games that I have to think about and strategize about. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some of these other games I've played, even miniatures, X-Wing, even though there is a good strategic element to X-Wing, but with this, I just feel like
completely different. Yeah.
I just feel like with this, like every turn, every draw, every decision I make is crucial to how to win. Hmm. I mean, if I just don't play this card at this time, it could probably ruin my game.
It's not a series of chain events that lead to
absolutely yeah. It's so difficult to me to, and that's what makes it to me so great to play.
A lot of options,
because if you could beat somebody and beat people consistently, that's why now that we're going a little bit more competitive to the regionals, and you know, I don't want to brag, but you know, we've done well in these things.
Yeah, I've done
and knowing that I've got that knowledge and that I can go in there and apply what I know from this game.
I mean, coming from just me and you playing each other.
Exactly. But if I was going to those and just getting my butt whooped all the time and coming home right away, you know, I'd be a little less likely to keep wanting to play, you know. But now that we know the cards, we've been in it for that long, and we are competitive when we play against other players, it's like, you know, you I don't know. You just get a, and that's the thing too, is you, you know, getting into that is,
there's a certain amount of pride. I mean,
well, yeah, but what I was saying is that, yeah, it's fun to play at home.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying go to tournaments, but go to your local store and try to get, play other people, because playing other people really opens the game up for you even more.
I mean, think about it like this. I mean, I don't even play video games like the mission, like the game. I go online.
Correct. Well, that's true. Yes.
And play other people, because that's way more fun, right? I mean, you're having fun, right? That's the whole point of playing a game.
Yeah.
These are games.
They are games.
Have fun. Don't freak out. I mean, everything can be, look, I'm a person, you're a person, we're grown adults, and this is a game. Above that, it's just, you know, play what you love. So,
but the biggest thing too is like, it's so crazy how, you know, when we play each other, it's like you're almost seeing the same stuff all the time, right? When you start playing other, like, man, at that regional up in Ohio, I saw so many good decks.
A lot of good players there, man.
And you know, like that that smug deck I saw, I was like, wow, that is, even though I beat it, but I was like, wow, that's interesting how very you, good. So it opens your mind up to like other options. Yeah. Cause it, that's the thing too. I know people are, it's Navy, it's Jedi. There's so many different ways you can build decks in this. There's so many combinations. Now that it's been out for a while. So, you know, yes, I think that, now, I will say that, I mean, he even mentioned this is, I like to hear a redux of the whole game. I do feel like the win conditions that we're talking about, I'm starting to feel like I wish that, I don't want to change it, obviously, but if I feel like I wish that there almost was no Death Star dial. That you destroy my objectives before I destroy your objectives.
Interesting, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
makes it a little...
I'd eat three and you need three.
Interesting.
So if the win conditions were the same, I'm wondering if more people would be more attached to it.
I'm not even sure it has to do with the game. I'm not even sure it has to do with the game. Yeah, there are some people, that's going to happen. I mean, that happens with movies. That happens with sports fans, with different teams. I mean... You're going to have people, haters and trolls. You're going to have those people no matter what. But what I don't get, and one of the things that he talks about, is the dwindling, you know, fan base or the player base. I don't know if that's necessarily the game's fault. I mean, this game is the best it's ever been right now.
Yeah.
And yes, it does seem like we're getting less and less players at large events. Maybe because of other games that I don't know if it's better. I mean, I love FFG, but... And a lot of people can very easily point their fingers at them, and it may seem like I'm doing that right now, but they're also growing. I mean, they're getting bigger and bigger every year, I feel like. So when they came out with the LCG, I don't feel like there was as much, and correct me if I'm wrong out there, but there wasn't as much hype. There wasn't as much marketing done to ramp up this game, unlike Destiny. Which I feel like it was just this game is a beast. I mean, you can't get. I mean, it's so crazy that FFG can't even get product out. People are buying it up. Which I don't necessarily think it's because Destiny is a better game. It's a different game.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's a really good game. LCG is really. They're just different games. And maybe it's because Destiny has characters that a lot of people from the LCG wish they saw in their game, in the LCG game. A lot of people have been asking for like Grievous and Dooku and stuff in the LCG, and now they're doing it. So maybe people gravitate towards that because of that. But I think FFG marketing, I think they've really done a good job of really, this is like the culmination. I mean, this game feels like the culmination. If you've played a lot of FFG games, I mean, there's X-Wing in it. There's Assault in it. There's, I mean, LCG in it. I mean, it just feels like it's just a culmination of all the good things and all the right things they've done, including their marketing. So, you know, I don't think that you can point a finger any. It doesn't make any sense to me why this game doesn't have player base, because it is really, really, really good.
Okay, so let's answer this. Let's end with this question then. What Jesse says is give them that one thing that this game does better than anything else. What is that one? Okay, I'll answer real fast.
Okay, go ahead.
To me, the one thing that this game does better than anything else, and it, again, this may not sound great for everybody. But what it does better, it makes you think a lot more. It makes you strategize a lot more than any other game that I've tried. Okay. I have to use my mind. And to me, that's what makes it a good game.
It's any the long game. It's the long game. You got to play the tech. I mean, it's a
tactical, yeah, strategic chess match, yeah, man. And that's what I love about
it's
it.
It's my brain versus your brain.
Absolutely.
Not only through the game, but the deck we've built.
Absolutely.
I think the deck building is even harder, too. I mean, it's hard.
It is.
With the full objective. You can't just pick and choose different things. I just want 2 Force Lightning. You can't just do that. You know, I mean, that was so
exactly, yeah, exactly.
The one thing that it does better than any other game, the elevator pitch, right? So I'm in an elevator with Mr. FFG. And I'm trying to pitch the LCG game.
No, I think you're in an elevator with a Netrunner player.
A Netrunner player, or somebody.
Like why?
The
would
game's
I,
already out. Why would you I want play to play that? I mean, I would say, are you a Star Wars fan? Yeah.
Yeah, but I play Destiny.
You do play Destiny. Well, all I'm saying is give this game a try. Because I guarantee you, going from Destiny, yeah, it's going from LCG to Destiny, I feel like obviously just pure card awareness, I got Destiny quicker. People from Magic play Destiny and are still having trouble getting a few aspects of it, but I've played a lot of FFG games. The LCG game, it does feel... It feels deeper. Yeah. It feels like, but don't get me wrong. I mean, Destiny, it's easy. I think it's easier to get. And then once you get into it, it gets deeper. But this game is at a certain point where it's, I mean, like I said earlier, you walk up to an LCG game. We're just sitting there. It's like, what are you guys doing? This looks boring. And I'm like, you don't understand what's happening. This is super stressful.
Exactly.
And I am trying to figure out what card to lay down next, and you don't have no idea. And our cousin Graham, who plays, he can't take it sometimes.
Yeah,
he's like, I can't handle this stress.
Too much.
It's too much, he says. It's too freaking much. So I can't say the one thing that it does better. It like you said, it really forces you in all aspects to use your brain in building the deck, crafting it. It's my head versus your head. I mean, it's battle of the wits. Mm-hmm. But not only that, but you have to not only think about the game, but the rules of the game. I mean, you got to think in a, at least in a, competitive stance, mindset, you have a certain amount of time, which completely changes your thought process on what next move to do, because you got to either do enough damage or I have to end my turn. You have to finish your turn so I can have another turn. So there's a lot of different, you have to be aware of a lot of different things going on at once.
Right.
Whereas Destiny, I feel like, you know, it's almost like X-Wing where it's like, hey, line it up and shoot, man. You know, it's wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. So
correct.
I don't know. I can't, maybe if I had more time, I could do better.
I know,
but
and the last thing I'll say is that I think the one thing that will improve the game, if it's possible, I think you have to go beyond the borders you've established, which is you've picked a time period
four,
and you're
five,
sticking
and six
to that
ish. Yes. I don't know EU. I don't. I mean, they've done some weird.
They've
things
done
with
some
EU
stuff, but I still think I think you have to do all characters. I think you have to pull in all characters.
Age old argument, my friend.
I don't think it matters that it's a win conditions with the Death Star. I think if you start pulling in Darth Mauls, if you start putting in Mace Windus, if you start putting in Plo Koons, if you start putting General Grievouses,
yeah,
I think you're going to get a lot more people to like, wow, okay, so that's cool.
Right, and they haven't capitalized on Force Awakens. They didn't, you know, they have yet to capitalize on Rogue One.
That's what I'm saying. Kylo's and Rey's.
I mean, FFG did a really good job of, they may have backed themselves into a corner, but I think it's their game. They can change it. I mean, just do it.
Yeah, it's not like it's canon.
Shot of the buff. Just
it's not
do
canon.
It.
It's not. Right. It's not like you're
definitely not canon anymore.
I mean, I know what they did. It. They were like, okay, this is the best era, so let's do it. And they built the game around it, like the Death Star.
Right.
So you have to be attacking the Death Star, but you're already you put in Endor which that means the Death Star, that's not the Death Star, it's Death Star 2. So it's already different.
Yeah.
Why not? You can still have the same conditions. Yeah. Just start pulling in guys from the prequels and start pulling in guys from the Force Awakens.
I don't know. I mean, people, it's not selling out.
I think it's just expanding the game and you'll bring more people in, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, some people would argue that you could lose people by doing that, but what else do we have to lose?
No, because there's a lot of new players still coming in that don't know any better anyway. They just are trying to learn the rules. And it doesn't change the rules. It just it makes you think, man, just think about it. I got Yoda, Plo Koon, and Mace Windu in my hand.
And I don't
think freaking awesome.
Team Covenant doesn't really follow anything LCG. I mean, so there's also a lot of people that used to be pushing it that have fallen out now. So that also has an effect.
I mean, not us.
Not us.
Not us.
We still, I mean, yes, it's the new hotness. It's come out. I'm playing it. It is what it is. It's a great game. And
I'm not on your show, so I'll just say, look, I like the game. I really like the game.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Sure.
I love this game.
You love the LCG?
I love LCG. If I had to sit down and play, I would play the LCG, even though I will play Destiny. There's no doubt about it. I will play it. But you guys, I'm sure, have said it. I just feel like a lot more people in the beginning. We struggled still at the beginning of LCG to find people talking about LCG.
Yeah, and I think that was also kind of in part. I mean, there were a lot of people that were already on Reddit and different things that talked to each other. We weren't in tune with some of that, I don't think. But from what I understand, there was nobody. I mean, really, I mean, there was like a podcast, and then I think, but even back then, I don't feel like I was doing. I mean, I didn't really listen to as much podcasts. You guys were the only podcast to listen to, the 21.
Right. But I think when we started podcasting just like 6-7 months into the game.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
But even then, it was like what we were finding, there weren't a lot of casual players. It was all competitive players.
Yeah.
So the players that were picking up LCG right away were just competing.
Right.
Destiny, I feel like, there's a ton more just casual people that want to just play it. You know, obviously, I think a lot of them will be competitive as well.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's a lot more casual players in it because it's
like
a little quicker, a little easier to play.
A lot of people playing with their kids. I mean, I see all the time playing with their son, you know, or daughter or wife, even their wife, you know what I mean? So it's a game that you can sit down and have a good time because you're rolling dice, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
LCG, you have to sit down and dedicate almost an hour and hammer it out. Like it's a tough brain game.
Yes.
It's
exhausting.
Yeah. It's mentally exhausting.
It's so fun.
It makes the wins and loses harder and better.
Love it.
Destiny, I mean, it came down to a dice roll one time. Literally a dice roll. I had no control over that. I got to roll the dice, you know. There's a lot of dice manipulation, but in this case it was a card that revolved around just rolling it. So there's ups and downs. Destiny isn't better than LCG. LCG isn't better than Destiny. They're two separate games. Play them both or don't. Yeah. I mean,
is a difference, though. I feel like I can control LCG more than I can Destiny.
You've never liked the dice aspect of any game.
I can control my game more.
Right.
I like as far as like the percentages of opportunity. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I'm rolling. I'm down. I'm playing by the percentage, but not just that, but I can manipulate.
Right.
So sometimes it doesn't even matter.
Maybe that's what it does. Maybe that's the one thing this game does is puts you more in control.
You're definitely more in control
than any other game.
I totally agree with that.
I mean,
I totally agree.
It's not, you can't say the dice failed me. I mean, you can always say that you didn't draw what you need, but it can't be. You can't, I mean,
yeah, but you can build a deck almost to the point where you're drawing what you need.
But you, I mean, there's always that chance.
Totally. There is that chance.
That goes without saying with any game ever. You can't ever build it. I mean, what would be the fun in that if like, I always saw what I didn't.
But you could also draw bad and still win.
That's true. I mean, because there's a lot of variables. Does he draw bad? Do you have cards that help you find the cards you need to get? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So this game may put you more in the driver's seat than any other. I haven't played any of the LCGs, but like X-Wing is a little different because X-Wing, I mean, you have to, it's a different strategy.
Yeah.
But does involve dice. You can manipulate the dice, but there's still that chance that you may roll bad, but you don't have that in LCG. So maybe that's it, man.
So that is good. The control. Control, you're controlling your own destiny. I should not have said that.
And it's ruined.
I should not have said that.
You've done it. You've ruined this. You've discredited us completely. But yeah, so I think that's for now. Maybe we can come back to those a little later. There's a lot. Those were really good.
We can talk about this for hours. Hours upon hours. So we appreciate it. We will keep talking about it because there's a good...
Yeah.
It's still out there and it's still a lot to say about how we can still champion this game and get people to come on board and get people to stick with it. So